Wagstaff and Good Day way to make it through the vagaries of life presents itself. It's always better when you look at somebody else's misery.
That's true. It makes you feel better.
To get yourself out of where you are. So I suppose maybe that makes it appropriate for Jennifer. I don't know that we have Roberto. We never did make Roberto work, right? So we have Jennifer and Kenny and Dougie, Miley Cyrus, and the MTV European Music Awards. What else has to be said about that ridiculous situation? Maybe even more ridiculous is the continuing focus, Jennifer, mm-hmm. on the news out of the Charlie Sheen camp and family for Brooke Mueller. Mueller, is that Mueller?
Mueller.
And
Mueller.
The
Mueller.
Fact that Charlie has been told that he was not a responsible parent. Gee, What genius is it?
But in this situation, he looks like the more responsible parent,
right,
which is
her.
Really disturbing.
That's scary.
Right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the essence of what we have going on here, we've got a lot of conversation about Charlie, about his two wives, mm-hmm. about his, he has four children, right? Two
right.
with Denise Richards and two with Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And now the guardianship of the twins from Brooke goes to her brother. I don't quite understand
well,
that line.
I don't either. I mean, Denise Richards was caring for the children.
Yeah.
And doing even though a nice she job has no blood relation
right.
to them. She did a good job. She did a nice thing, took them in, but she said they were so violent that she asked Brooke for permission to put the kids in therapy, and Brooke refused putting them in therapy. So she said, well, then fine. I'm not going to take them anymore.
Yep.
And so I think they wanted the judge to give to make them go into therapy, but instead the judge gave custody to her brother, which is strange because Denise and Charlie are saying that that Brooke is beating the kids. The kids have scratch marks all over them when they come back from her house. So kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
Sad any way you look at it. These kids obviously have issues, and they're what? Are they four?
Yep. And so we have, but when you think about all the rumors and the realities of what's going on in Charlie Sheen's life, here's an interesting twist. He's trying to make up with the guy who fired him from Two and a Half Men. That seems...
Chuck Lorre?
This guy, Chuck Lorre, right, who's quite a prolific producer. He's got a couple of other television programs working. But he said, for whatever the reason, he wants to make up. And one wonders, although this thing seems like it only happened yesterday. You know, this has been going on for 3 years.
Yeah, it was a while ago when he had his breakdown.
Yeah,
it just seems rather strange.
But to his credit, he seems like he kind of has it together. I mean, he runs off at the mouth, but there's a lot of celebrities that do that, a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, the here's and the there's and the whys and the whys and the where's and the where's and the... Who's news? We have been talking since the advent of Armistice Day or Veterans Day was September. Oh, I'm sorry, it was September, October, November. That's where we are. November 11th. The significance of the repetitive numbers 11-11. There's a very interesting post that we have at facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. Well, it's not a Twitter, but Kenny, you want to give us a summary and what are people saying about that and some of the other things that sort of hang around during the Veterans Day discussions?
Nobody has commented on it yet. You can get the full story at DougStephan.com about the synchronicity of the repetitive numbers 11-11 and what they mean. We did on Facebook, people have been talking about what their plans are for today, and it seems like just about everyone is working. Let's see. Celeste just says working. Julie says that her Air Force son and his Air Force wife drove 11 hours to spend the weekend with them. And they're having everyone that knows us in the city come over tonight to eat, drink, and say thank you. And, Doug, you are invited.
Thank you. I'll bring my narcissistic personality and head right over there.
That sounds nice, though. You got an invite.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. There is a story today at DougStephan.com. About bacon. We have had a lot of bacon in the news. I don't know whether Kenny, who finds a lot of these things for us, is focused on bacon. Didn't we have, 300 pounds of bacon being used for something last week? I remember the 300 pounds. I'm trying to remember why there was a focus on bacon. Do you remember why we focused on bacon last week? Let me just do a little nose.
Because it's delicious?
No.
Okay.
It was bacon that was being used. The women's basketball game at Kansas State, they gave out free bacon. Remember that? Nobody remembers that.
I do remember that. That was last week, yes.
Okay. So this
I'm
week,
with you.
Let's be in the here and the now. The Seattle company J&D's, they created Baconaise.
I remember them. Bacon salt, right?
Bacon soda, as opposed to baking soda. This is bacon soda. And bacon popcorn has a new product just in time for the holidays called bacon-scented deodorant. Power bacon.
Can you imagine?
Sells for $9.99 a stick. Comes with a tongue-in-cheek warning that it's not to be consumed. Do not eat, leave exposed to sunlight, or explore the wilderness without a firearm.
Okay, earlier in the program, we talked about a person who was attacked at a zoo by a wildcat.
Right. Do you think
they were wearing bacon deodorant? Because I'm guessing that would be a danger.
I would think you're right about that.
Either, you know, you get attacked by an animal, a 400-pound big guy at a football game, you know. Dangerous. Dangerous stuff, man.
Right. Where is Incognito when we need him?
This could be the key to my dating life, Doug. We should test this out. I'll start wearing bacon deodorant. Let's see if it ups my luck with the men.
Oh, by the way, Evan, did you have time to put together anything with regard to the weekend sports or the status of Mr. Incognito?
I did have time to put together a little something.
All right,
does he wear bacon deodorant, Evan?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. With all the tight pants and sweaty, muscular guys out there, they probably don't need the bacon.
Really? Listen to that description of what's going on. That's what all the women like about the football games. In fact, 13 past the hour, the bags under your eyes are going away because you're using Genucel Serum. Say it again, Doug. Genucel Serum Therapy. You've heard me talk about Genucel Serum Therapy. You've called 800-543-9262. And you have put Genucel, what is the matter with me? Once a month, once every 6 weeks, I have a day when I can't really say anything.
That's okay.
Genucel stem cell technology and Genucel serum. It is new from Chamonix. They are the people that have presented you with so many different creams and lotions that work so well. This is specifically for use under your eyes, around your cheekbones, and on your eyelids. It's called Genucel. It'll work in the first 12 hours or you get your money back. I'm standing behind this myself. So call 800-543-9262. Tell me you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they will send you a jar of Esotique face cream along with your order of Genucel serum. You put that under your eyes in the morning and at night. You'll see the difference right away. People will say, wow, there's something different about your face. What is it? I guarantee the conversation will get better and your face is going to look better as well. 800-543-9262. Direct to the manufacturer. That's how they market their products. Don't go into the stores and say the markup that you have to at the big department stores. Nope. Get it direct and get the results. Genucel, 800-543-9262.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 through 11-11. Excludes gift cards, Fruit of the Loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must beer, must mask, responsibly.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day. Evan Mantell has done a good job, Jennifer and Kenny, of putting some of the sports news into perspective. This is not a program that talks much about sports. It's only when it becomes part of the
but we like a wrap up,
general
right?
conversation. Yeah. Well, and not only how the teams are doing, but this thing with Richie Incognito
yeah.
Seems to be capturing a lot of people's attention. And so I thought we'd get, what did I call him last week, Biff?
Biff, yes.
Biff, okay.
So Biff's take on the Incognito thing is he has no clue. It's just continues to
Biff
grow.
Biff doesn't or you don't?
Biff, me, whoever, whatever you want to call me. It just continues to spiral out of control. But the big news from Sunday's games are Peyton Manning got injured while his Broncos beat the Chargers. And next week they have main division rival the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have a great pass rush, so it could be a tough game for the Broncos, who everyone expects to do very well this season. The other big game from Sunday, the Carolina Panthers surprised the San Francisco 49ers. That's kind of out in your neck of the woods, right, Jen?
Yeah. Just north of my neck of the woods.
Well, the Panthers won 10-9. Close game, tight defense, great defense. The Colts also surprisingly lost. They got blown out in what people are calling Andrew Luck's worst game as a professional. Other big news, the Jacksonville Jaguars, some people thought the worst team that we've seen since the 0-16 Lions, managed to beat the Tennessee Titans somehow, 29-27. And there was a couple late games.
Never mind. All right, so we get the point. But what I was really most interested in was Incognito and whether or not there was something new brewing there. It sounds like there isn't anything. It's just it is what it is.
Well, teammates are saying it's much ado about nothing. Mm-hmm. That this kind of stuff is
well,
expected.
But you see, we're in the era of politically correct fascination. We are in the era of politically correct focus, forced discussions of things. Not that, at least what I've read, again, I'm not, there's no expertise here to go back to the lady who thinks that I'm a narcissist and I know everything about everything. I don't know anything about this. I know about human nature, and I know that there are a lot of bullies around, and I know the NFL will encourage whatever it has to make the game more interesting, or so it thinks, so more people will come and spend money and create these gods out of mere mortals who live short lives because they get beat around and nobody's really caring for them. That's my summation of where I think the football world is. 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Review the top five songs now from this week in 1976.
Are you sure? Even though it's Muskrat Love?
Yep. Number five belonged to The Captain and Tennille. This was the time when they were really big, coming into their own. Captain Dragon, Daryl Dragon. His father was Carmen Dragon, big orchestra conductor, grew up around music. Never said a word, never sang, just sat there, played the piano with his glasses on. And his wife was Toni Tennille, who reminds a lot of people of Celine Dion, and not in a positive sense, it would seem. But they had a lot of hits, Kenny, didn't they? They had half a dozen number ones, and probably a dozen that made it to the top ten, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, they were big in the mid-70s.
That big television show that lasted, the variety show, for, what, 3 years? I think it was on
three seasons.
Yeah. Muskrat Love. What a strange idea. Who do you suppose came up with the idea of being in love with a muskrat? A muskrat is basically like a rat, a water rat.
Right, a musky rat.
Yeah. Ugh. All right, anyway. Captain Tennille, number five during this week in 1976 with their song. Another Bee Gees contribution. You speak about significance in music. These people had a dozen songs that made it to number one, another couple of dozen that charted, and they deserved every bit of recognition that they ever got. Bee Gees, number four, with Love So Right. Crank it up, Evan, for a minute, will you please? It's just signature stuff from them, right? A little slower than any of this. You think this hurt after a while, singing like this?
It's hurting me right now.
Yeah. All right, okay. I can take a hint, subtle as it may be. That's number four this week in 1976. Gordon Lightfoot, number three. Great, strange story song. Canada. I'm going to suggest to you this is not the greatest week in musical history, pop musical history.
I agree with you on this, sir.
However, every once in a while, you need one of these to put the good stuff into perspective. Now, I think last week, Kenny, when we did the, for whatever the reason, we've done 1976 2 weeks in a row, and last week the song that was number one became number two during this week, Rick Dees and Disco Duck. As I said, not a great week for pop music. But somebody's got to be number two. Or three or four or five.
Top five for a while.
Oh, this was in the top five for quite a while. You're right. I remember this.
It just shows you in context how great of a week in music it was.
Wow. Yeah. But you know what? This is stuff that was fun. There's nothing wrong with this. Everybody remembers it, and it gave Rick Dees the kick, the boost that he needed to become America's number one morning personality in the number two market. More people followed Rick Dees for a longer period of time than any other morning guy in any other major market, with the exception maybe of Harry Harrison and John Gambling in New York. I think Dees made it work for him. So that was number two. Number one this week. 1976, Rod Stewart. It's gonna be alright, so there we have it. Captain Antonio, Bee Gees, Gordon Lightfoot, Rick Dees, and Rod Stewart made it through for this week in 1976, and an overview of the songs that are in the top five positions. Coming up, the things that you absolutely have to agree upon before you get married. Those of you who are making plans to get married, whether it's through the winter or next spring or summer, stand by for that here on Good Day.
Want to know what's happening at the VA?
Here's a look at what's coming up on VA News this week.
VA begins the search for its next top doctor.
Wounded Warriors use summer games and beautiful San Diego to enhance their healing process.
And VA's National Public Affairs Training Academy.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. VA News is a weekly 15-minute video produced by the Department of Veterans Affairs. One recent initiative is called 8 Keys to Success. President Obama.
Specific steps that schools can take to truly welcome and encourage our veterans. And so far, more than 250 community colleges and universities have signed on. And today I'm calling on schools across America to join us in this effort.
Other topics include the VA suicide hotline and the new Veterans Benefits Handbook. There are also stories about those on active duty. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dudley and Jennifer and Kenny, we didn't do a Queen of Cheap report today for reasons that are technical, but you can check out all of the deals, special deals for those of you who are veterans. It'll be there this week at DougSteffens.com. Also, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has information about the natural sweeteners. He's the man who knows more about the grocery business than anybody else in the country, where to get the deals, where to buy the best stuff, what stores to go to. And in this circumstance, understanding the world of natural sweeteners can be a landmine of conversation and misinformation. So he straightens it all out for you at DougSteffens.com. The experts have weighed in about the things that engaged couples should be talking about before you get married. And you'll probably hear money.
Gotta be.
Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Children. Sex. Work.
Sex.
Sex.
Listen
right.
to you.
Heck, even the name
where
of...
your mind is tonight, Doug Steffen. I mean this morning.
How about any time? I just said that.
Morning, night,
with any
noon.
And all due respect
Monday,
to the
Thursdays,
experts.
Monday, Thursdays, Fridays.
I think they may want to work on that list a bit. Those are important things for sure. Mm-hmm. What about the things carefully designed to drive husbands and wives up the wall and right through the ceiling?
Toilet seats.
Big the beard issue. Hairs left in the sink after you shave, for mm-hmm. example. The plates that are placed in the dishwasher, not the right way. That's okay for somebody like me who lives alone, who's going to be after me. But if you're trying to keep
the peace... Yeah, if you're cohabitating, it's difficult.
I think it's very important. So here are some of the things... The top 10 list. Matter of fact, Jennifer, you can be the voice of the top.
I love this.
Eli, no, you like the top 10 list because she can be the big voice announcer. And here we go from the top. We do let's do the top 10 from number 10 to number 1. The things that will be a part of the discussion, if you're smart, before the wedding.
Number 10.
Number 10. Are towels a one-time use item, or do you use the same towel until laundry day?
Yeah, and you got to hang them up. Don't leave them on the floor, just as a side note. Number 9.
Number 9. Again, on toothpaste? Mm-hmm. Roll it from the bottom or just squeeze really hard?
I'm just a squeezer. Number eight.
Number eight. Cap off or cap on the toothpaste?
Cap off.
Cap off.
Kinda. Number seven.
Is it acceptable to leave dishes in the sink to soak overnight? Or do they need to be
coughed out, by the way,
before you go to bed? Discussions.
Number six.
These are all things that you ought to talk about before you get married. Number six. Should the dirty forks and knives go in the dishwasher with the handle sticking out of the utensil tray or down in the utensil tray?
I think down. Number five.
Is it acceptable to open presents as they arrive, or do you have to wait for the actual birthday or holiday before you open them up?
Number four.
Gifts. Any kind of gifts. Four. Cold pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Number three.
Can you have? Did you have this discussion with Lisa before you got married to her, Kenny?
No, we didn't. But I'm seeing that we're both on the same page on a lot of these things.
All right, there you go. You're happy and successful. Number? Did you say number three?
Number four.
Number four. Well, no, we did cold
number
pizza.
Number three.
Number three. Can you eat breakfast for dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Number two.
Cats, dogs, both.
Yeah. Number one.
By the way, if you're marrying somebody and you don't know or you haven't discussed whether you would have a dog or a cat.
It can be a big
or
deal.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean, for heaven's sakes, if you have been with this person long enough, what's the right length of time, a couple of years before you get married after you've, it ought to be a couple of years, shouldn't it?
Here's a hint. The quickest way to drive someone away is if, let's just take you, for instance, Dougie. You have Charlotte. Well, no, I'm just using you as an example.
Right.
You have Charlotte. You have
not
a dog.
Not that I'm an expert in driving people away or anything.
No. You're excellent. Point on, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a dog, okay? And this is a dog that's important to you, obviously. One of the most important things in people in your life or whatever you want to call it.
One of the most important beings in my life ever.
So if you were dating someone who came to you and said, I already have a dog. Yeah. Would you think about getting rid of yours so we can move in together?
See you later, alligator.
Right? That would be the quickest thing. Never, this is a lesson, especially to you women, never ask the man to give up their animals.
One of the things that we had a conversation about in terms of dogs was I encouraged, I think actually it was last spring when the conversation came up, how to get a dog, where to get a dog, and see who might be compatible with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte is not a great dog fan. She's great with people, but she's not good
with dogs. Farmers.
My niece, Mandy, who runs the dairy store at the farm, has a goofy St. Bernard named Pete. And this is how this dog chews on rocks. That's how goofy he is. So Pete, when he's around Charlotte, Pete might come into the house. You know, we have things going on, family get-togethers or whatever. Pete comes in the house. Charlotte just has to look at him, and he heads for the door. He had the nerve to walk by her dish the other day, and she chased him out of the kitchen. So that's kind of I remember when we'd have walks
territorial
around the city. She likes to go into the city every once in a while and have a walk. And so taking a walk, I walked the other night, and there are dogs, and she's very upset when she sees another dog on her street in her city. You know, that's, what are you doing in my city? Why are you on my street?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. So anyway, but for heaven's sakes, if you don't know more about your intended spouse than that, you're really barking up the wrong tree, pardon the pun. All right, so that was number two.
Number one.
Does the toilet paper go over or under the roll?
And may I add to that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not too much of a stickler on that. But people who take the last sheet of toilet paper and then don't replace it. Are you kidding? Really?
Outrageous.
So then I don't realize it till I'm already in a very vulnerable position, and then I have to, like, hike through the bathroom with my rear end up in the air trying to find toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's just rude.
It is. Just plain rude. You're right. All right. So there, we've solved a problem. We've settled something. In a moment, a group of astronauts and cosmonauts meet with a group at the United Nations What are they talking about? We'll find out in a moment. This is Good Day at 19 before the hour.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta, not here. Jennifer, here. Rich, not here. Ken, here. So we have three out of five. That ain't bad. The members of the United Nations Special Congruity Committee on Outer Space met with distinguished astronauts and cosmonauts to begin implementing the first ever international plan for defending the Earth against a catastrophic asteroid. Six of the space travelers involved in these discussions, that is, cosmonauts and astronauts, discussed the asteroid defense effort in a news conference hosted by Neil deGrasse at the American Museum of Natural History. The goal for this was to drive home the very real threats posed by near-Earth objects, as they're called, NEOs, asteroids traveling within the radius of the Earth's orbit. Now, this is something the news media has had a wonderful time with because, as you can well tell by listening to it, this is a great way to scare the pants off of you. There's an asteroid out there. Do you know how many asteroids there are?
A lot.
Millions and millions. These are particles of planets that have blown up. God knows where and when, but it would be fascinating if you get the danger aspect out of it. I would just think that it would be fascinating to get a hold of some of this rock and analyze it and try to figure out where it came from. Do you realize the possibilities of that and what we would learn as, what was the discussion last week? I think Thursday or Friday last week, you had another discussion about the number of planets, these specifically like the Earth, there are in the universe. And I think, what is the figure, like 6 million or something?
It makes your brain hurt,
something
doesn't
like
it?
That, yeah.
Likely
it's
to
so
be
big, you can't even think about it.
6 million planets just like this one. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going on?
And how do they know that, by the way?
Do you think the Republicans are screwing up there as bad as they are here? Or do they have health care problems?
Yes.
What do you think is going
Democrat
on?
Democrat and Republican issues on,
yeah.
on planet X?
On whatever planet it is. Anyway, scientists estimate that there are roughly 1 million near-Earth asteroids that could potentially pose a threat. 1 million that we can identify but only a small fraction of these have actually been detected by telescopes. So let's see if we can boil this down. There are about 1,000 times more asteroids lurking in space than have ever been located. That's a lot of asteroids. The B612 Foundation advocates for asteroid defense strategies. The fellow who runs it is a former NASA astronaut. Says our challenge is to find these asteroids first before they find us.
Hmm.
There's an interesting graph, chart, and or picture, if you will, at DougStephan.com on this. A picture of the Earth and what's sort of floating around it. You know, we have a lot of space junk. Wasn't it last week, Kenny, that we had the story of a 6-ton satellite that was about to fall to Earth and nobody knew where it was going to hit? Was that last week? That was last week.
I think it's supposed to come down today.
Oh, is it?
Everybody
so.
Have their butterfly nets out? Just
good heavens.
Early this week, anyway.
You know, it would be cool. I think it would be great. I'm looking out at my pasture where the cows are.
Is that where you'd like it to go?
I would love it to crash right out here. Wouldn't that be great?
It would scare your cows, though.
Sure, yeah, probably would.
But, listen to you, but I can market it. We can make T-shirts and buttons. How about ice cream cones?
Right, we can have a special asteroid ice cream at the farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? With kind of little chunks of something in it. But it's really amazing what we don't know or we don't think of. And then when you do hear about it, you think, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Are they going to? And then your mind goes bananas. What's going to get us?
Come up with a better word than asteroid.
Asteroid.
It sounds like a condition.
Asteroid.
Not a good one, by the way.
Asteroid. Flying by the planet Uranus.
Thank you.
Well, I knew this was your thing. Look out below! This is good day.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exogen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exogen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExogenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We stayed big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. A while back, I talked to you about the $10,000 pair of cufflinks. But today, I'm going to talk about something similar, but yet different. Why? Because the $10,000 pair of cufflinks were for yourself. And I have looked on the internet. I think many of us have seen this story, where waiters and waitresses around the country, for some reason, from some strangers, got a tip of $1,000. That's a lot of money. When you hear that, what do you think about that? Do you ever picture yourself giving someone else a $1,000 tip? Well, I want you to do that, because that means that you have succeeded. That means that you have discretionary income. That means that you can help others. That means that you recognize the contribution that other people have made. So begin to have that dream and plan for it to occur, where one day you give someone a $1,000 tip. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
We'll be right back.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Most recognizable movie tunes in the history of the medium. Alec Guinness and the cast of the Bridge on the River Kwai singing along or whistling along with the Boston Pops Orchestra in this version of the Colonel Bogey March. This movie was 1958 or something like that, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember? Who knows the year of this? It was in the 50s, wasn't it? Was it late 60s? Or,
I think it was the early 60s.
Early 60s? All right. Thank you, Evan, for drowning out Chuck. Do you have something against him? Calm down.
1950.
What? Try that again, Kenny.
Oh, the mystery.
Yes.
1957.
1957, okay.
It was 1 year before the Great Escape, then.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, this is when color was first coming. I remember
Great Escape was 63, excuse me.
I remember those movies in Cinerama. We used to have, it was a great thrill to go to the Cinerama Theater in Boston to watch some of these movies. Very cool. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He lives in a small town in sort of east central Pennsylvania called Stroudsburg in the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very active there in the local theater and movie community, as he is. One of the reasons I have him here is because he's one of the most knowledgeable people I know when it comes to a drama on video or any kind of video, the DVDs, things that are online.
Or movies.
Movies.
He's, parenting, he's, we're still wondering about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your daughter and all those.
You can't win them all. But I'm handsome. So that helps.
All right. So, yeah, you are beautiful. So you had a revival of what movie this weekend in the local theater?
I did a revival of the 1984 movie Gremlins last night. I had about 80 people show up. I had a lot of fun. Great audience. And I'll say this. Not only one of the most entertaining genre films ever made, but for a movie that was PG at the time, it is certainly the edgiest PG movie of all time. And in 84, after the release of Gremlins and then Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, a lot of parents had issues with some of the material, and then 2 months later, the ratings board gave a PG-13 rating in the MPAA system going forward. So Gremlins and Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom are the two films and the reason we have a PG-13 rating today.
All right.
So I'd like you to know that.
Thank you. That was very instructive. Thank you. Very good, Tucker. The movie that we have is a war movie. Since today is Veterans Day, we're going to give you three excerpts from this. This movie is, I don't know, when you get right down to it, it's bloody, violent, pretty horrific, but did very well at the box office. I'll give you that much of a hint, and probably won't be hard to figure it out from that. Here's the first clue.
I'm a captain. I'm the chain of command. I drive to go up, not down. Always up. You drive to me. I drive to my superior officer. So on, so on.
All right. We don't need any more clues. Right, Chucka, that's it.
I think that's it.
Yep, that's it. What's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. If you know what the movie is and you have a minute or two of free time, now's the time to get a swell prize if you haven't won before. 888-302-DOUG. Name that movie here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to...
I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervise. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 13114. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, meanwhile, Chucker, what the box office do as far as totals this weekend?
No real surprise, Doug. Playing on almost 4,000 screens across the nation, the superhero film Thor, The Dark World, opened number one to a solid $86 million in business. Marvel's got a good thing going here. Next up on their calendar, Captain America, Winter Soldier, which comes out this summer, 2014. And they're prepping production on the sequel to The Avengers, which hits theaters summer.
All right, we only got 10 seconds. What else?
15. Jackass, Bad Grandpa, plays second, 11.3. $80 million in 2 weeks. Very profitable comedy. Number three, the animated Freebirds, $11 million, $30 million in 2 weeks. Las Vegas plays fourth, and Ender's Game with Harrison Ford ran out the top five. So.
Jordan in Defiance, Ohio. What's the name of the movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
It is Saving Private Ryan. So that's it. Good Veterans Day movie, I guess, for us to have in our mind. Jordan wins the prize, 59 apps.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.